إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى وصحبه ومن سن بسنته ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم يبعثون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we are once again thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we send the peace and blessing to the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his entire family and the companions and the people who are following this path. Alhamdulillah, we came back again, our usual program, A Talk on Islam, or Talk About Islam. Alhamdulillah, I have a two suyukh with me here, Sheikh Muhammad Jalla and Sheikh Hammay Jete. Before we start the program title, inshallah, I would like Sheikh Muhammad was to send a greeting to the greater listeners of this program. Sheikh Muhammad, falyatafaddal maskura.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Welcome you to the program.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Sheikh Hammay Jete, falyatafaddal maskura.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wassalatu wassalamu ala Muhammad rasulur rahmah sallallahu الذي بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين. السلام عليكم. We extend our Islamic greetings and soliciting Allah's blessings and His greetings upon everybody down there. You are welcome on board. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, as we usual saying, the blessing and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabling us to return to this studio as we have been wishing the many weeks pass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is among his bounty. But if you are with me scholars, we have started with a very long journey. I keep repeating this, but it's important we remind ourselves and remind the greater listeners of this program. They are subjects, burning issues. We've been dealing with this. Two of you have been really explaining the way forward of these issues we've been talking about. Until we reach to the particular point, we have extensively deal with that issue, which means the parallel of those two schools, which are there. Two in one, they are intertwined, they are inseparable. But anytime human beings are dealing with something, that is the human behavior. Human beings tend to see things in a different way. Why? Because we have a different limitations. Our limitations are different. How we perceive, how we understand things. Until we deal with these old schools and the new school, then I did promise the greater listeners, we started on last week, to providing solutions to these different notions. Because as Sheikh Hammay used to say, a great mind should not be troubled by this. But we need to bring along the average mind to yearn to be a great mind. So in that point, Sheikh Muhammad, you have a mic. We started on last week the solution to these different parallel opinions. How do we bring them together in way forward?
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu rasulullah wa bihi tawfiq. I think last week we started something on that, and I did mention that the teachers of both sides, or the proprietors of both sides, that of the daras, the majlis, and that of the madaris. So these proprietors they all need to instruct their children. Instructing their children that they need to respect others. So those in the majlis, learning in the majlis must be instructed by their teacher, by their sheikh, to accept orders, to be open-minded, to accept orders who are in the modern form of education, that is the madaris.
Well, we make a continuation.
Yes, and also those in the modern form of education, the madaris, the teachers, or the proprietors, or the directors, they need to also explain to the students that they have to accept those who are in this local daras, and that the local daras are the first teaching place.
Okay,
we that's the place where each and every person almost started.
So we may call it the first institution.
Yes.
Okay.
So if that is the case, if each of them, the proprietors, do that with the students, I think that's one way forward to clear the problems.
Okay.
As you tell them, well, there's no difference between our own school here using the blackboard and they using the slate or the alual locally called. See, there's no difference. They are learning the Holy Quran. We are also teaching the Holy Quran here on the board, or using the Quran, the Mushaf. And that they are learning the fiqh. We are also doing the same thing, but is the tools
methodology
that are different. The methodology is also different.
Okay.
While they are using the slates, the local ink, and the local pen, the color, we are using the board and the what they call the chalk. In the schools, you see, so if each side is ready to accept the other, I believe that's one way forward.
Okay,
that's the first solution, I think.
Okay,
we'll be able to give as far as to see whether we'll eradicate all those problems.
Okay,
between the two sections.
Okay, hey Sheikh Muhammad, thank you very much for that starting up. Sheikh Hamme, I'm coming to you for another critical question. It seemed to be, I know that will come back to Sheikh Muhammad to comment on that as well. We both have a limitations. Sheikh Hamme did say this last week. When human interest start entering with any matters, maybe the subject matter sometimes get lost between because the interest start overriding them. But Sheikh Hamme, these two cannot do without one another. They are all from the same sources. But when we have a human tendency there, sometimes it can be a stereotype with both sides. We all overdoing our approach, because this is my humble opinion. You can disagree with me, but the modernists, even though we have a great eminence with the past, but today this what he call noise is being made. We don't think to go back to the first eminent one. Sometimes it could be a language barriers that create most of these problems. The eminence past do understand the language because they have really went very hardship to bring this Quran to us in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they do not understand the language, that will be very difficult. But when we come to the middle parts, it turned to be the modernists tend to really score so much on the language parts. Your comment on this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalatu wassalam ala Muhammadin Rasulil Rahman alladhi ba'athahu Allahu rahmatan lil alamin alladhi bayyana lana kulla shay وأرشدنا إلى الصراط المستقيم وأمرنا أن نتجه إلى العلم وأمرنا أن نعبد الله لا شريك له. Well, actually, my brother, I think before I answer your question, if I get it right, I think I would rather shed some light, I mean, some sort of a supplementary addition to what my brother has just said.
Okay.
Well, as always, my brother always said everything that we want to say. Our duty in following, I mean, whatever he said is just to put some adornments on the sidelines of his
statement,
treatment of a subject. You see, I always say that if you are educated, or if you are educated to be manipulated.
You did say this, I remember. You were on the record several times.
Exactly. I am educated, I mean, to interact positively, progressively with nature. I mean, to be in a better position to fulfill my mission on this earth. That is, as the vicegerent, as the minister of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ministerial attribute is not in my being a minister per se, but it is in my rendering or my execution
of the duty
of preordained duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set in motion for me. But if I am educated to be manipulated, that simply means that that community where such a philosophy is well entrenched, a community which is a target for such a devious, insidious, mischievous, long-term intention, obviously that community will never be at rest. It will always be at dagger heads, even for things that are just so frivolous, so out of context, so insignificant, that because, as we say, these people are educated to be manipulated. All the conflicts that they are brewing are just by proxy, because they are aiding, they are supporting, they are assisting somebody. It's called projection in psychology. Rather than focusing your grudges or your forces, I mean the inner force, against a real target,
you miss that.
You miss that. You transfer that intention or that grudge to an innocent target.
Or yourself, because
exactly. So when I am educated to be manipulated, I behave like a mannequin. I behave like a robot, because the program in a robot is any other robot in your vicinity, you fight it. Any other robot that is not in the same design, the same mechanism with you, you fight it. Any other robot that is not Japanese or American, you fight it. And this is what is happening. That's what my brother is saying in a very plain, a highly dilated language, that teachers should instruct their pupils or children. But we the people, we the teachers ourselves, we've never been instructed by our instructors to respect the ideas or the opinion of the other. But my brother is giving a very strong dose of antibiotics to kill the virus.
Because you came and found the problem.
Okay.
You have to deal with reality.
That's it, exactly. So, another side of it is, well, as I say, this is the main problem. Because for me, I believe Islam is integrative. It is not disintegrative. Islam is combining. It is not divisive. Islam is something that gives you focus of mind, focus of everything. It is not something that shatters you, that disperses your attention, externally or internally. But unfortunately, if I am a robot, if even a slight device is missed in my mechanism, I would never function. This is why I am there to espouse, to support blindly. Sometimes, well, I would say with good intention, but in most cases with a very, very unprogressive, bad, mischievous, devious, and evil intention. supporting something that you don't know.
Why bring all those unnecessary jejune, empty, irrelevant opinions, philosophies, ideologies to my environment when I don't need them? What concerns me is my humanity. Second is my religiosity as a Muslim. Thirdly is my universality as a person living in a universal world where I'm not the only actor and I'm not the only protagonist on the stage. I have others, I mean co-actors, I have other protagonists, and here we have a mutual sharing of interest and a mutual soldiering of responsibilities. But my brother, I think I have to go back to Suratul Iqra to bring out the final answer to this problem. This has become an enigma in a puzzle. An enigma in a puzzle simply means, well, what do you call Yebenda Ofili Kenyokono? You know, it's a problem that I don't think even to untie it is not difficult.
Needle get
but
lost
apparently, to the ordinary mind and to the average mind is something that's impossible. Because what we are witnessing actually on the ground in the Gambia, in the Muslim community, is uncondoned. It is reprehensible more than something that one would say, okay, we are on the right course. Because I need to go and read Iqra bismi rabbika. I need to read and know why I am reading. That is internalizing the name of my Lord, the attribute of Allah as the creator. Then I am an imitator. I imitate the creation of Allah to do something, to sustain my existence on this earth. This is why Iqra, because reading something is preconditional on something being gathered within you for you to produce it. Bismi Rabbik. By the name of your Lord, Alladhi Khalaqa, that's the Tawheed, that is the Deen. Anybody who does not read properly, you know, he ends up where? Ara'ayta alladhi yanha abdan iza salla. Anybody who prays, he thinks the way he prays is the best of prayers. He would say somebody is not praying properly. Criticism, unnecessarily, unjustifiable. Yanha abdan iza salla. Ara'ayta in kana ala al-huda. Tell me in Arabic syntax, Ara'aita, inform me, because you have a very strong knowledge of what you're saying. Inform me in Kana al-Huda, if that person you are forbidding, you are creating unnecessary bridles for him to exercise his freedom of religion. If you are laying stones and hollows before him, tell me if that person happens to be on guidance, what would you say? Al-Huda aw amara bi taqwa, or he is enjoining, he is commanding, advising people to be on the right, to fear Allah by following his commandments and shunning his things that he forbids. This is the problem. If somebody is not properly read, this is how he behaves. Ara'aita alladhi yanha 'abdan idha salla, ara'aita in kana al-huda aw amara bi taqwa, ara'aita in kadhaba wa tawalla. That's the guy who is commissioning that dreadful or that dreadful action of forbidding people.
So
Aita in Kazaba Watawalla and has given
him. So it should be a room of discussion.
That's it exactly. Here I want to just lead you to a very important, conclusive, and a very, very convincing point. In Kazaba Watawalla and giving his back to the true call. Ara'aita in kadhaba wa tawalla alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Didn't he know that, or is he a person who does not know that Allah sees and knows? But he says, la in lam yantahi, if he does not desist from that devious, reprehensible action of just creating unnecessary obstacles before people in their long sojourn of spiritual resurrection, you know what will happen? La in lam yantahi la nasfa an bin nasiya nasiyatin kadhiba khati'a. Look at that very important physiological presentation of the constructions of man, the mind. How do we think? How do we behave? What is the action? What is the reaction? So the problem is, you read by the name of Allah, you read by the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for you to become an independent, objective, a broad-minded individual. If you read any other way, you are bound to create a Lilliputian a small person, dwarf, mm-hmm. a small mind, a narrow mind that is not ready to accommodate any other idea, because that very mind has no space for itself, much less to accommodate other minds. This is the disease, this is the pathogen, and this is more or less the endemic, and it is gradually becoming a pandemic phenomenon in our community.
Sheikh Hamejite, thank you very much for that serious explanation, very diagnostic one for the real problem. I will be taking a few minutes to defend the cause, what we are sitting here. One may be sitting there, a critique, but why all even this? Why we are talking about all this? My answer to that is, you take care of the problems before they become a problem. We have suffered for years now. The image of this dean has been tarnished with the misbehavior of some of us. And then any progress is about to make in what you call spiritual resurrection of this sunnah, of this dean. The enemies always find in what you call the right button to dismantle that small progress. But this progress are getting dismantled, the access getting to us. Why? Because we all know the world image today. So many events pass. We thought we have passed all those ones. They have gone. But this is always happening. The Muslims, our opinions are not prepared to accommodate each other until it turned to what you call, I don't like labeling, I don't like even this term to use, but for the reference sake, some will call us extremists, fanaticism. Some will go out of their way, barbaric. Why? Because sometimes some of us, very few numbers, our behaviors don't tend to sell the image very good outside. These local problems, when they are not dealt with it, you know what will happen? They become an international problem. That's what we are seeing. I'm not mentioning the places, but that's what we are seeing some part of the world. This started with the local problems, intolerance to each other, until it became out of control. Sheikh Muhammad, your comment on this?
See, Sheikh Basir, as you rightly said, this one actually is a problem that we need to look at mm-hmm. from all angles. But you see, even this the majlis, mm-hmm. there is another form of majlis mm-hmm. wherein, you know, the teacher or the muallim in that particular majlis mm-hmm. is not there only to teach the Quran, mm-hmm. but it's also dealing with sorcery, which is also against the teachings of the Sharia, okay. the sihr. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. So when we look at that, those in the modern form mm-hmm. of education will be looking at this type of school. Not these accepted. People are not having the correct aqidah.
Absolutely.
And not having the correct aqidah.
Okay, but approach
it. You see? Mm-hmm. So this will also bring another difference. This is what is actually happening. Mm-hmm. You see? Because if this particular teacher is claiming to know the Holy Quran,
then behaving like that,
using sorcery to differentiate, or let's say to create differences between two couples, a husband and a wife.
Society became problem.
You see, separate them. You see, and so many other things, and claim to provide a charm or whatever mm-hmm. to make two people love each other. Mm-hmm. And so many other things, mm-hmm. you see. So these are another form of these local daras mm-hmm. are in this form. Mm-hmm. Some of them are not only relying on teaching, mm-hmm. but are also dealing with this.
Absolutely.
So when these things are dealt with, mm-hmm. those in the new school will say, these people, there is no way we can compromise with them.
Yes.
There is no way, because these people, their aqidah is battle, their aqidah is not correct. Mm-hmm. And then they are dealing with sorcery, which is also against the teachings of the Sharia. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the kabairs. Mm-hmm. You see, major kabairs, sin. You know, major the sin. Major sins. Mm-hmm. So some of them are looking at it that way. Mm-hmm.
But when you look at this daras also, there are some others. Their intention, I think, is not only to teach the kids the deen,
okay,
the basic principles of this deen, but instead they want to get at least a number of children around who will be able to help them in turn in their gardens. So it means they need them for the labor more than the education. So it means some of them, their intention is never to educate these kids,
just to explore, to exploit them.
So this is another problem again. See, this is in the case of others, not all.
Yes.
So that's why when we want to look at this local daras, there are so many points.
Yes.
We have to put up
across.
You see, as you said, in terms of taking care of our local problems, so that one day we'll not be imitating other countries, as we are seeing every day, we're hearing every day. See, we've heard of the adoption of 200 girls from a school and other so many other things happening. You see, though with different names, it could be different names because maybe we can also name it something else.
It is.
But you see, all this one, people are doing all these things in the name of the deen, saying it's Islam. Islam didn't say that, because Islam didn't preach what we call people should not be fanatics and people should not be terrorists. Islam is against all these things.
Most laughable
you
one
see,
is they cannot be educated.
You see, so understanding the deen, we actually lack the understanding of this deen. Because when one understands the deen, I believe he will not do anything. And then at the end of that time, or that doing, start saying, this is what the Sharia has said, or we are doing it on behalf of the Sharia.
Islam.
You see, because when even we talk of jihad, Sheikh Bashir, jihad we know is permissible. But you can, an individual or just a group of people will not just get up and say we are going to wage a jihad. It's not accepted, because the jihad should come with the permission, after consultation and with the permission of the imam or the leader of that particular area. Not just an individual or a group of people who just gather themselves and then go and wage jihad and so. You cannot do it that way. It's not accepted. You see, so that's why jihad is accepted. But it has rules
and regulations,
and it has to be with the verdict of the imam. But I can't just gather people, do things over there and say it's Islam or it's jihad. See, this is one way of saying we don't understand the deen. So as you are saying, these are some of the problems, even with the modern form of education, the madaris, where you know students are thinking that students from a particular school thinking that they are better than the students of other from another school, for example, and thinking that they are practicing the sunnah more than that other school.
Yeah, okay, you see, coming to even that, some will say we are salaf, salaf is saleh.
You see,
and then
these names will come up. Yeah, of course.
Until you don't know where to stop.
You see, and some brothers, even when they ask you what is your name, and if you didn't say I am Abu so and so before you call your name, they say this one is not Salafi, which is wrong. You see, you see. So when they ask you what's your name, then you have to say, if your first son is Abdurrahman, you have to say Abu Abdurrahman before you call your name. And if you don't say it that way, they say this guy is not Salafi. What? These are all, these terminologies should be eradicated. Should be eradicated, because these are things that will create some problems.
They develop groups.
See.
When these groups are developed, then they cannot look at eye to eye.
You see,
and then we end up having what you call incurable problems.
You see, we have a good number of schools here, and the major schools, that of Mahd Islami, Talindin, and then Umar Khattab, and Mahd Islami, Birkama, Sheikh Bandin,
Tadam,
thinking of Albir, thinking of Mahd Imam Malik, Mahd Nur, and others, and up to Basse. We have a lot of schools for any other areas. These are all major schools. So each school every year will be producing students.
Number of students,
graduating students who are the high school leavers. Could be thousands in the case of Talindin. Could be less than in other schools. So all the students, maybe, alhamdulillah, we are having one advantage. The advantage we are having over some other areas. We are having the same curriculum. That is the manhaj from Amana.
Okay.
So having the same curriculum is also
no room for any order.
This one will also help. Though others will not strictly follow what is there, they will try to follow other people, either copy from people out of the country,
mm-hmm.
or copy from other people who are. See, let me just give an example.
Okay.
See, when the sheikh passed away,
mm-hmm.
and the prayer was done, the janaza was done.
I remember very well.
Italinden.
Mm-hmm.
Sheikh Jibril Kujabi, rahimahullah.
Yeah, rahimahullah. Mm-hmm.
Some people didn't do the prayers because of one reason or another, and they are students. They are not teachers. They are not better than the sheikhs. They are not better than their ustazes who taught them.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But when he asks you, they try to bring other arguments. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So these are all form
of what
this,
is about.
What we are saying is in place.
Yeah.
We need to break these things
indeed,
now.
Indeed.
You see?
Because you know what, Sheikh Muhammad?
You see?
When they carry on like that, we cannot control it. You and I will not speak on this studio here.
See? Yes, of course.
The authority will not tolerate it.
See? You see, that's it.
Of
they
course.
Are youths, they are students.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them may be in the universities, but they are not, they didn't graduate yet.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them may be in these schools here,
mm-hmm.
in the high school.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but why? These are all forms that we need to stop
break.
So that it will not develop.
Today.
To give us problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, we start saying it's a deen. And the deen.
Never
it's far from that.
Okay.
So the curriculum
mm-hmm.
that is put in place,
mm-hmm.
when you look at it,
mm-hmm.
there's no room for all these things.
Mm-hmm.
There's no room for all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And even in some universities now, mm-hmm. some universities in the world, even mm-hmm. Islamic universities,
mm-hmm.
they teach in the university
mm-hmm.
Islamic tolerance. So that you know as a student where your limit is. Because if you are not, because even with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to accept people.
All different folk.
People will come from different religion and he will accept them in his mosque.
Mosque, yes.
He will respect them. He will honor them. They are his guests. Like those who came from Najran, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see, the Christians, he accepted them.
Mm-hmm.
He welcomed them.
Mm-hmm.
You see? There are so many things. So if we don't teach, we don't put it. You see, let me tell you, Sheikh Bashir.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we go out for dawah. We see some things. Wallahi al-Azim, you can even talk, cannot talk of it.
You see
some students, some people who claim that they know this deen. They saying they are not going to eat bull meat or cow meat, except that they slaughter with their own hands. If they slaughter with their own hands, they can eat. But if somebody else slaughters, they are not going to eat. You see? So where's the evidence? With all these things, look at this.
Because they are developing see? Now.
With all these
thinking,
things,
we could be divisive.
Youths who are saying, for example, kolanot that is accepted in the community
mm-hmm.
as source of respect, they say it's haram. See, bringing a lot of problems either between them and their
they are also
see?
With the Arabs there.
Tamar. You see, so many things. So these are things. Actually, this one is in the right place. We have to discuss about them.
It is.
It's not only here,
but so we started people, here. Yes, let me have so a open debate
so that people will understand.
Uh-huh.
Will understand.
Uh-huh.
Somebody even applied to get a clearance uh-huh. to speak in the radio, and he was one of those whom you know. Among those who didn't perform that prayer, and then he was rejected.
He has to be rejected.
You see,
he has to because he doesn't know what he will do.
Yes, so this is to say the Majlis and everybody, every Muslim, we are all concerned. You see, we are all concerned because we all know and we are all hearing what is we are seeing on the TV, what in the other countries, not even far from our continent,
absolutely,
not even far from our own area, West Africa. You see,
that unnecessarily put you scholars under pressure.
You see?
Yeah. Serious under pressure.
So these are some of the problems,
mm-hmm.
Sheikh Bashir. That's why we need to look at these things critically.
Mm-hmm. And we bridge the bridge.
You see, so that people will actually understand this deen
mm-hmm.
yeah.
properly mm-hmm. and know that all these names, let's say
Salafi or not Salafi, and this, all these things are not needed. They may create some problems. Mm-hmm. I could remember Ustaz Fati Dalita some time back on these things.
Yes.
And even when Dr. Low came from Dakar sometime in Talindin, mm-hmm. he also
talk
he
about
was asked some questions about mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. These things are not needed.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so don't tell your brother because he didn't say he's Abu so and so, he's the father and so and so before he calls his name.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Abu Abdurrahman Ibrahim,
mm-hmm.
then he's not Salafi.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? What does that? Do we know that one in our own culture?
No.
We don't know that one in our culture.
No.
You see? So we can't just, you see, that's what we call sort of blind imitation.
It is,
you see, sometimes, which is called iktibas, iktibas from what in the Arabic terminology.
Mm-hmm.
You see, taklid ama, just take from people.
Just
you
without
see,
question. You see, in our local see, language, they say, you are seeing people run, you don't know what they are running, you are running after them.
You see, so these are some of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's high time
uh-huh.
we think of them
mm-hmm.
so that. Because they concern to all the Muslims,
mm-hmm.
so that we stop these things
mm-hmm.
right from now,
mm-hmm.
and then the teachers themselves who are teaching these kids, even mm-hmm. in the modern form of education,
mm-hmm.
they should also monitor their students.
Mm-hmm.
They should also advise these students
mm-hmm.
all the times.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't produce people whom you know tomorrow
create hubbub,
create problems,
hubbub create.
And will be part of those whom you know will be killing our brothers, killing our sisters, and even killing his own brothers or sisters,
because
or his own parents.
Because he has a different opinion.
This is because
them.
Of the lack of knowledge in this deen. So I think I should stop here.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Muhammad.
Well, without much, I don't think there's any need for another question. I just wanna, what I call it,
okay.
Shed some light on what my brother has said.
But I have a question there.
Exactly. But my brother actually has really said something so important.
Mm-hmm.
I think even 2 to 3 hours, you know, air time is not enough to cover the entire essence of what he is really trying to import to the listener. You see, at the background, people might have my voice saying that, well, they would say kola nut is haram,
mm-hmm.
but dates, date palms or tamr is not haram.
Mm-hmm.
You see, somebody would just argue, as they say, you see, evil operates on evil means. Ignorance operates and is nourished by ignorant means.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I would call this part of my discourse, my talk,
mm-hmm.
as Islam against Islam. Islam against Islam at this very important juncture.
Would we say Muslims again?
No, Islam against Islam is
okay.
what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
Because each side, I mean, recognizes himself and not and disrecognizes the other as a true Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, you see, this deen is very simple and clear. You know, there is nothing wrong with self-actualization. Actualizing yourself by distinction in this deen.
Okay.
You can just achieve prominency
mm-hmm.
by your deeds, by your production, intellectually, spiritually, physically.
But
you can never reach even an inch by labeling people, raising a flag and writing there with white colors, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
Mm-hmm.
That flag is not going to take you anywhere. In fact, you are causing a lot of incurable harm to this beautiful, perfect deen. My brother, let me come to the point.
Okay.
You see, I mean, it's very good for us to just break our heads, our minds,
mm-hmm.
and everything that Allah has given us
mm-hmm.
as an agent or as an instrument, an aspect of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Let's break our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Quran tells Adam, "Uskun anta wa zawjuka al-janna wa kula minha ragadan haythu shi'tuma."
Mm-hmm.
The Quran didn't say "Uskun anta wa zawjuka al-janna wa kula ragadan haythu shi'tuma without minha."
Mm-hmm.
This article is the defining article.
Okay.
It is the article of originating where the food has to come from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his infinite encompassing knowledge, created me black, the other one yellow, the other one brown, and the other one without a collar, knowing fully well that I would inhabit the earth at a level, at a point, at a location that is hot, called the tropics. Mm-hmm. He gave me a black skin that would act as an insulator, that would act as a protection against the infrared rays of the sun. And he places some proteins under my skin, call them melanocytes. They are enzymes. Mm-hmm. They are proteins, mm-hmm, that protects my skin. This is why no matter how long it takes for you to bleach your skin, at the end of the day, you revert back to the original color. Dark skin black man.
Oh. Come back. In fact, he became more darker than even previous.
Yeah, atavism. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing full well about this, mm-hmm, he created, a tenkulo. Mm-hmm. A date tenkulo for me.
Not.
Mm-hmm. Tabo for me. Mm-hmm. Mampato for me. Mm-hmm. This is why Minha tells you that Adam was not commanded to eat from anywhere except in the garden where he was someone to stay. The earth, mm-hmm, the wind, the air, the environment into which you find yourself reacts with the water and the fruits and everything that is produced in that environment. This is the scientific fact.
That became anything around you.
Exactly. I'm just trying to buttress my brother's point.
Okay.
You are rejecting a color net. You are bringing something else. Subhanallah. We didn't say there's anything wrong with dates. We know that it is a concentrated sucrose. It is 67% sugar. And that sugar is highly essential for the operation of our brain, because the human brain operates by sugar. One. Number two, let me come to the point. Mm-hmm. But do you know that your tabo, your mampato has sugar?
Yeah, it does.
Why reject your color? The color is there for you. Allah created it. You cannot define a color as haram, because haram and halal comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
He decides, yes.
Then what salaf are you? What religion are you following? So we have something called Islam against Islam. War, okay, by proxy. Using a novice, a beginner in something, use him as an instrument of destruction against himself, against his people. And the most sorrowful part of it, these attitudes are directed against people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has strongly commanded you to respect. That's your parents and your teachers. So we are witnessing the birth of something that is confrontational to the well-established and the well-completed Islam that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. So evil operates by evil means. Ignoramus operate by ignorant means. So I think the only way out is for us to educate the people. But what education? It is not an education or a learning to manipulate my mind. Is what Pharaoh did to the Egyptians, to the Jews in Egypt. And it was the same thing that was in place in America in the early 70s and the 80s. What I mean in the 16th and the 17th, 18th century. Mm-hmm. When the black man was taught to believe that his history began with slavery. This is how they are taught. This is why he never saw himself as a very active, participator or a very active, partner in human development.
I cannot help until I support you,
okay,
at this point.
Let me come to that point. I'm not finished as yet.
Okay.
I'm going to something very important, because relating to what my brother is saying.
Mm-hmm.
You see, my brother, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this deen, mm-hmm, this Quran has an eternal spirit. Mm-hmm. This deen, this Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mm-hmm, is authentic for all time and space, for all people and generation.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, mm-hmm, I will just strongly voice it out and let everybody take it from me. Take it or reject it. But reject the person who is saying it. Reject what I'm saying, because I am with you to the end of time.
Mm-hmm.
My mission is to liberate.
Mm-hmm.
If I am liberated, this is the condition, I should liberate. You see, let me tell one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You should never allow for somebody to interpret what he thinks, not what he knows. What he thinks is the true meaning of deen. If he interprets what he knows to be the true meaning of deen, take it. But if he thinks that this is the true meaning of deen, don't take it. and never take deen according to contextual interpretation. Nigerian deen, Saudi deen, Libyan deen, Gambian deen, there is nothing called Islam in that. This is why I say Islam against Islam. That is the Islam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'amati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena wa man ibtagha ghayra al-Islam deena falan yuqbala min. Wa man yabtaghi ghayra al-Islam falan yuqbala min. This is deena. This is the true meaning of Islam. It is a system. It is a system of living. It is a system. It is a civilizational process. It is a psychologically mental, I mean physical process of thinking. It is a thought.
Okay.
It is a food for thought. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? Just put these three together and just relieve people. Please relieve people
from
of your distorted, upside down understanding of deen. Deen is from Allah. Deen is interpreted by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-ulama warasatul anbiya. But who are those ulama? This is the multi-million question. And I want anybody who is interested to answer. You don't tell me somebody there or tell me somebody here. You yourself, you are the ulama. But what ulama? The ulama that the Quran say, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ إِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. Even if you know A or Alif, you apply it, implement it, it transforms you, it becomes part of you, you are an ulama.
Sheikh Hamid, still that will not stop me. The question I was about to ask, I wanted to support you. You mentioned the comments, the make people feel they are nothing. It is part of a systematic education. To support that question, somebody, one of the lecturer told us this. He says, most of us thought the racism is about the color. He says, beyond that, it's not about dark skin and the white skin. He said, racism is about to exploit people and make them feel it is okay to be exploited. Until the person accepted, this is fine, it's justifiable. He does not even see, you made him to feel like nothing wrong with to be exploited. And then the questions maybe now will come to the Sheikh Muhammad. It is important because it's about our psychology. Most of these problems come from our psychology. The way I think will not look at eye to eye with you. The moment you speak, I say I am different with this, then I develop and what you call so much anxiety with hatred developing to that towards to you because we differ. But we all know the great scholars pass. They have so many differences with the technical rules. But they are the best of the friends. These people will meet each other territory. This one will allow himself to be praying behind this one. Why? He will tell him, this is your area, this is your territory. Why? Because they have been so tolerant. For instance, example, Imam Malik and some of those scholars, imams, we had the stories about them. They will meet each other, tell this one will say, no, you pray, you lead the prayer, because this is your area, this is your territory. But for us, I remember the same scholars who tell about this race thing. Say, we have what he call compounding ignorance. See, there's ignorance and the compounding ignorance. The moment we reach to these labels, what they call, we tribalize people calling names to be these groups. It became a tribal deity now. It's a compounding ignorance because they only look at the things in a straight jacket way. He's on that corner. He doesn't even know what happened around even the rest of the world. But he thought that's the only way. No any other way. What we need to, the question I'm asking now, the psychology of this extremism. You're giving a lot of symptoms why this is happening. If I can reject the color note, because believe you me, it has to take us quite a long time to do the research why this color note would be a bidder. Absolutely. But now, It's a psychology we need to treat here, thinking. That is what more dangerous than what may come after that. If you don't treat the thinking, what will come will be very deadly. Sheikh Muhammad.
Well, see, this topic actually is very important because, and also critical. You know, these problems we are facing, as I said, with the curriculum itself, there is nothing like that.
Thank God for that start.
But there is an external
forces.
Yes, that people, some students, we have students whom you know are here in this country.
To exacerbate this.
And then they are following a particular sheikh in another, the opinion of a particular sheikh in another country. It could be in any of the Arab world, you understand? So he's here, he's copying directly from there. So it means even when somebody says something else here, even his ustaz who taught him in his school,
is irrelevant.
He doesn't accept that. He just accepts what that man says, that man in that country. You see, that's why this is what is bringing the problems of these legal opinions. Because, you know, as somebody, as when we say a mufti, is a mufti among the conditions, this mufti must know
the environment.
So how can you stay here as a Gambian? You are here in this country. You don't want to listen to any of the educated people of this country. You don't want to even listen to your ustaz. And even some of them, they leave they abandon their ustaz. Some of them, they even don't greet their ustazes.
Sheikh Muhammad, I'm telling you, in this country. I hate to cut you, but I have to really support it.
See?
When we are in UK,
see?
There was a students, Gambian students, Sierra Leoneans, and the, some of these West African students are in Damascus, Syria. Then they asked one of the mufti there about this, what our women are planting their hair. It's not extension, planting their hair. That and that abolition. When they tell this sheikh, he say he has never seen in his life before. The description, they explain it to him, he have never seen it. Their wives, as a student there, they have that. But now the problem is the sheikh cannot look at their wives' hair because it's not his mouth.
Yes, in order to give his verdict.
his fatwa on this.
Yes.
So now, they will took their wives to the sheikh wife to see this. So now, when the sheikh wife saw that and studied and then transmitted to the husband, he says, after all that, the wife transmission the information, they say he still cannot give a verdict. They should go back to the scholars who are living in West Africa.
Allahu Akbar. See?
So sometimes we are even victimizing those muftis they claim to be calling.
See?
Because they never tell them to follow us.
See?
So these are just
even some of the questions, sometimes people even during the Hajj or people who visit during the Umrah, Saudi Arabia, when they come across this sheikh and ask them some questions, and even some questions when you look at the Fatawa Lajna Daima, this is a volume of books, a lot of questions, there are some questions the ulama themselves will say, refer these questions to the landed people
country.
the ulama of your country.
Yes,
because they are living with you, they know the situation. They are living with you. You see, so but how can a student be here? He's not accepting anything from any one of us here, anyone from his ustazes, even those who taught him. He will not accept anything from them, but instead he will accept from somebody who is living in one country over there. He listens to his khutbas, he listens to everything, he emulates him, he takes everything from him. You see, so if at all that is in accordance with the Sharia, alhamdulillah. But if there's something that is contradicting, then he's in the right path. You see? And if that person is following, is one of those people who are also termed over there as somebody whom you know is a fanatic or whatever, and is a person who is creating problems, because we all know in this Arab world there are so many people, sometimes they round them up, keep them for some time.
Oh yeah, I know.
You see? We all know that.
I know.
some of them either for the their words, their khutbas, or in their lectures,
because
etc.
Some,
some
statements tend to bring more problems than what you want to cure.
So that's it. So if students are here who are following people like those, for example, they will create some problems for us. They will create some problems for us. And also another solution to all these things. Students who are coming from, if the government, for example, as the Minister of Education, possibly the higher education will create a sort of a module in order to, it's a sort of
rehabilitation
training course, possibly. Yeah.
Many countries,
for those who are coming,
many countries
from,
do it.
From studies. So it means, yes, before they are sent to any school, they go directly to that place first, to that system. It could be a few weeks, it could be a few months, 2-3 months, so that they explain to them.
They call it reorientation.
Yes, so that this will even help them. This will even help them. Do you know, in Senegal, they have, when I visited, I had some colleagues whom I was studying, I was studying with them. They're all going through this school called École Normale. École Normale, when they come back
from outside,
they undergo some series of courses, and then they will go through an examination, and through which they will be then be posted to different areas. They don't just come and posted just
straight
like
away.
You see, straight away. You see,
come with a jam and then spread immediately.
See, so if we have sort of an orientation, as you are saying, and when these people come from wherever they graduate from, when they come, they all meet together, create a module, some subjects, things like this will be discussed with them, so that they know, so that they will be mindful of what they are impacting. So this one will also help solve some of these problems.
Inshallah.
Best, in fact. Well, I think my brother really has really touched the diamond, the line, the mine, the gold mine. He has struck it now. Is it reorientation? Well, somebody or somewhere would say, look, you the guys who are just speaking there, I mean, why would you advise? Why would you advise that people coming, newcomers should be reorientated? Are you yourself reorientated? But I would rather tell that guy, if we are not reorientated,
you will not be
we wouldn't be able to expose the cause problems. Of the problem. Then we are highly reorientated. So you don't have to take that as an excuse. Okay, my brother, you see, only the idle hand, all the idle hands, hand does the work of the devil. If people are not trained, educated, you know, to approach and to take and confront the challenges of life, you know, they become easy targets.
Of course.
And they become fertile grounds for recruitment to this so-called, what is the havoc that is now wreaking. It is catastrophic. Beyond any imagination. It's havoc, wreaking its havoc on every community in the world. You see, as my brother said, going somewhere to learn, it's no problem with that. Because we learn from each other, and every day you learn new things. You know, exchange of experience is what actually combines to create, a big pool of intellectual resources. This is why knowledge is, a human
capital.
Heritage. It's a human production. It is not unique to one individual or society or civilization. It is a collective effort that leads to the accumulation of all what we see now in the world. Because somebody would tell, look, your grandfather was not there when the scientist was pondering over the ABC of mobiles. But I would tell them, my grandfather worked in the American fields to make America a great power economically.
Before having this.
Exactly. You enslaved my grandfather, then he built America.
So that's why you have
so
this.
So that's why you create a scientist.
He make a conducive environment for you.
You were going to school. My grandfather was working in the field for you to eat, for you to sell, for you to make money. Then I contributed in creation, in the creation of American civilization.
So we have that problem here. You know, we have an epistemological problem. Where you learn is not what matters.
But
why did you go there to learn? And what did you go there to learn for? Because this Islam has no color, no identity, no nationality. It is Islam. Because why should you? Because it is just deplorable. It is shameful. In fact, I call it the most deplorable shame that is really eating our minds up. And it has reduced us to absolutely very dormant people. You see, my brother, what is hateful in existence is for you to be all the time prepared, you to be subservient naturally, to give into slavery, mentally, physically. This is our problem, my brother. See, I mean, for you to just imitate blindly, not knowing what that imitation is leading to. In fact, it is leading to your own destruction and the destructions of the innocent ones with you. So let me just wind up everything. You see, what I advise is, as he says, I mean, what is called normalization, reorientation, creating institutes to re-normalize, reorientate, rehabilitate. When the Jews stayed in Egypt, after a long duration of exposure to slavery, I mean, the relics and the remnants of slavery was well entrenched in their minds. Immediately leaving Egypt for 135 kilometers, they demanded from Moses to create an idol for them. Because they believe the only true God is a God that is supposed to be seen and that is supposed to be heard. Pharaoh says, "Ana rabbukumul a'ala." Too much exposure to radiation of mental slavery makes you a slave and you will never think. It is creating all the problems in the Islamic world, distorting the Muslims. Because Islam can never be distorted. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله ولو كره المشركون. So nobody can distort Islam. You just cause people to misunderstand Islam. But it is the Muslims who are distorted personally, collectively, civilizationally, psychologically. We are termed as barbarians in a human form. Because people are using this deen for their own selfish, devil, evil, what they call it, name it, whatever you want to say. I mean, ends, which is absolutely no. But this deen will never be subdued. This deen will never be, will never give up to the machination of those, I mean, narrow-minded, foolish, un-Islamic, irreligious people. This is Islam. It is the deen of Allah, and it is the deen of everything. It is mean peace with yourself. Peace with the other person, peace with your environment, peace with everything that is existing, and above all, peace with and security, tranquility with your creator.
See, Kahame, from that note, I think is the very perfect ending on that point. Today is another day what we have dealt with in the very burning issues, which, as I say, hence we are sitting here, we will not sigh, not deal with the difficult issues. And then we need to get our dirty linens from outside the cupboard. We clean them. Because if we don't, somebody else will get them out, and then it will too late, we cannot wash them. So in that, maybe by the will of Allah, next week when we come, we will deal with all these things are related to the security. We cannot be subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without to secure environment. Why we are really exposing this? Because the peace you are invoking now, it can violate that any time. What is the Islamic understanding of national security in conjunction to this subject? By the Allah willing, I think you have something you want to...
I've taken too much, my brother.
Yes.
The little we have to add on that is, I don't know what is a very broad topic you've raised now.
Yes.
In fact, it's a topic of its own.
Yes.
For a specific program.
But in connection to it.
Because national security.
That's what you will violate.
Exactly.
If we don't contain this problem.
In fact, this is very important. You know, Iman.
Iman in Islam, it means security.
Yes.
It means insurance. Mm-hmm. But the true meaning, the literal meaning of Iman, mm-hmm. is security with power.
Okay.
Security, mm-hmm. psychologically, mm-hmm. you are in a state of tranquility. Mm-hmm. But with power, there is a power that tells you that anybody that would violate your rights will be met by that strong power.
Check over.
Exactly. There is always
checks and balance.
A security, because no security without material aspect of it. This is why even in political science, mm-hmm. there is a difference semantically mm-hmm. between authority and power. Mm-hmm. Because authority signifies mm-hmm. that moral aspect of power given to a leader mm-hmm. to rule. Mm-hmm. That is the social construct. Mm-hmm. But when we say power, mm-hmm. it is that raw material aspect, I mean, exemplify in the police, in the military,
support.
In the power. Mm-hmm. No, it is the material power of aspect of power or okay. authority.
Okay.
You see, national security. Mm-hmm. Because Iman simply means, mm-hmm. you know, to allow room, to create a room mm-hmm. for the proper and progressive and a steady and a very, very lineal continuation of the process of life and living.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be disturbed, not to be arrested, not to be deviated, and not to be caused to create unnecessary problems that would just disturb every aspect mm-hmm. of our existence.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when we see national security,
mm-hmm.
if we allow the insinuation, the penetration of this destructive elements
mm-hmm.
who thinks they know, but they are the least who knew,
mm-hmm.
I think they are creating a problem socially. By recruiting the innocent minds,
mm-hmm.
by recruiting those who are gullible,
mm-hmm.
it's called the gullibility of the innocent mind.
Mm-hmm.
He does not know, she does not know.
Okay.
You recruit that person, and that person is made into a soldier, and he is taught to kill
mm-hmm.
a Muslim, a pagan, a Christian, a Jew, name it, even cats, even cows, he is trained to kill them. Who is that? There is no Iman. There is no religion. So this is something that we need to know.
We will stop on this. We'll prepare ourselves for the next week by Allah willing. We will deal with that because it is important to deal with the problem now and then wait till later.
Yeah.
In that point, we are telling the greater listeners, we will stop here. We are saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
صلاة وزكاة حج والشهادة.